Okay, so this is Carmine Sarah's and Photography, podcast number 3, and I'm going to jump right in, and I'm still getting used to this new Zoom H4n audio recorder. I love it. I've been doing a lot of starting to shoot more video, and this has given me a chance to get out and learn, because every time I every time I get a new piece of equipment, and I'll say this for myself, I've always been the type of photographer that I think it's much more important to know the gear that you have as opposed to having really good gear. Now, I've been shooting with literally a soccer mom camera for the past couple of years. I've shot several, lots of professional jobs, weddings, catalog, food, product, all with, you know, the same type of camera that any mom at a soccer game would have. The only difference between me, well, there's no difference between our cameras. The only difference between them and I is that I know how to use the settings, and whenever it comes to shooting a job, I know exactly how to get out of it what I want, where the buttons are, what program, the programming. So, so as far as this recorder goes, I'm really, really trying to learn the mic, the settings, the folders, the programming of this particular tool, and you can do really, really great things with it. Now, you could probably hear a little background, like some ambient noise. I actually had to turn the fan off. Just, you know, because I'm getting a really large signal, and I'm going to, you know, hopefully go into post and figure out, you know, how to maybe throw a limiter on it or compress it or, you know, take what I learned in sound school and apply it to this particular medium. The only bummer about turning the fan off is that it's hot as hell in here now. It's muggy. I mean, I'm in South Florida. It's tropical down here. I mean, I wake up every day. I mean, sometimes you'll wake up and there'll be a lizard on the wall just looking at you. Like, hey, what's up? What's going on? And you just kind of have to deal with that. The lizards, I don't mind. I don't know if you've ever seen a palmetto bug, but it is freaky. It's like the biggest cockroach you've ever seen, times 100, and you could see their faces, their feet. I mean, it's pretty graphic. I'm not really a bug type of guy. I remember this girl Natalie in elementary school. She was really into like insects, and she brought in a tarantula one time, and I think I may have crapped my pants a little. I don't do insects well. It's one of the things that I don't do well. But it's been a really weird couple of weeks for my, you know, my business, my small business. I've been shooting a lot of work and editing a lot of work, and the whole time I have been sleeping on my friend's couch, who's been gracious, and I do mean gracious, enough to let me sleep on his couch. I mean, it's hard to let someone sleep on your couch, if you know, because sometimes you just want to come home and do your thing, and you got someone on your couch. So I really appreciate that. But it's been equally as tough for me, because all the stuff is in my car. I have everything that I own in my car, and sometimes I can't find stuff. It's a wreck. And I just found a new apartment, you know, one that I want to move into, one that was clean and convenient and quiet and right on the water. And I had a few things on my checklist that I really, really wanted when I moved into a new place, and it was either live on the beach or on the intracoastal with a pool. And I found a really nice little apartment that was super clean, super quiet. It was basically brand new. Everything in it's brand new. It's got a pier on the intracoastal, and it has a pool on the intracoastal. And if you've ever lived in Florida, you know that on your day off, the last thing you want to do is sit inside in the air conditioning. You want to be outside, especially in the winter, from just about now until April. I mean, it is so perfect out. It is, you know, 80 degrees during the day, 85 on a hot day, and it's just beautiful with a nice breeze, especially on the intracoastal. I want to hang by the pool if I'm not working, and I'm a workaholic. I mean, the days that I'm going to be sitting by the pool are few and far between, but I want to be able to do that on the days that I want to do that. And I like to go to the beach a lot, but sometimes it's just not convenient to pack up and go to the beach unless you live on the beach. And living on the beach is a little out of my price range. I mean, you can find a place that hasn't been remodeled since 1984 on the beach, an efficiency, a shoebox, starting at $1,000, and that doesn't include anything. So, a little out of my price range. So I am moving in on Tuesday, and it's so funny how things work in this business. Because, okay, so take my dad, for example. My dad is a real estate agent. He's been a real estate agent for about 30 years, and when he was 32, he made the switch from working for the tax collector to working for himself. And at the time that he made the switch, my mom was on strike. My mom always worked a 9-to-5. She started working at Bell Telephone when she was 17. So from the time she was 17 till she was 47 or 48 when she retired, or somewhere around there. I may be getting the dates and numbers and ages wrong, but my mom worked for 30-some years and then retired in her late 40s, which is pretty dope. But my dad always worked for himself, and he calls it filling the hopper. So, say he has 7 deals he's working on. 4 of them will make it to the finish line, and 3 of them will actually pull the trigger. So, you know, I don't know what the percentage is, but for every 7 couples or people that he deals with, only 3 of those are going to get, he's going to get a commission on. So, while those 7 deals are going on, he's looking for the 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's what he calls filling the hopper. And that's what I'm constantly doing as a photographer. So I'm editing all these projects right now. Projects that, you know, for some client that I'm working for, I'll probably, you know, it'll probably get sent back and they'll say, you know what, I don't like this about it. I don't like that about it. And instead of, like, you know, getting upset, I have to give them exactly what they want. And because I want to get paid. And for as busy as I am, I'm always looking for the next client. So, and that doesn't mean it's a paying client. It means someone that is a prospective client or a personal project. So I have this really nice little fixed gear bike, which is perfect for Florida. I mean, fixed gears would be tough. I know people that have them up in Pennsylvania and in Pittsburgh, and it would seem tough to have one up there because of how many hills, but it's perfect for me down here. And I was, went for a ride yesterday, and I don't have a bike pump, and yesterday everything was closed, and my neighbor wasn't home. So today I saw my neighbor who works in, like, the bike industry, and he's the head of, he's organizing the World Bike Polo Championship, which may sound silly, but I believe it's really getting popular and it's growing, and there's apparently people from all over the world are in Florida right now for this thing. And he was saying, he's like, man, he's like, you should come photograph it. He's like, it's volunteer basis, but we need somebody. You can come check it out on Monday. And then, you know, after that, the championship is coming up. So I was thinking to myself, wow, you know, I know it's getting popular in Pittsburgh. It's getting popular down here. This is how you get in. This is how you meet people. This is the kind of stuff that leads to shooting, because I love to shoot CrossFit, wrestling, any type of biking. I like to shoot anything that I can get in there and have a relationship with the people, you know, and move people around and see what I can, you know, see if I can create something cool. So, like, if I go and shoot this thing and people are going to be playing these games, and then I'll just pull people off and I'll say, hey, can I shoot a lit portrait of you? People are not going to say no. You know, you'll get your people that are, I don't know. I don't like to be photographed, but that's only, most people, if they have a badass bike and a badass polo stick or whatever, they're gonna want to be photographed. And then, for the world championship, they'll say, "Hey, we don't have a budget, but we'll pay for you to pay for your hotel if you come shoot it." And then next year they'll say, "Hey, well, we have a small budget. It's $500, and we'll pay for your hotel room." And then the year after that, they're sponsored by, Jamis or some kind of big bike company, and then they do have a budget, and then they remember me and they like me. But most importantly, they trust me, because that is 90% of the reason that I'm hired, is because they trust me. Because I can think of a million people who have better photographs than I do. Partly, mostly because people have been shooting way longer than me. I've only been shooting since February of 2011. It was the first time I ever owned an actual camera. That I owned a point and shoot before that, and a phone, but I never took it seriously. So if you think about it, I've only been shooting photographs for about 2.5 years, and I'm still trying to dig myself out of a hole and come out on top, which is going to take quite a while. I've done a lot of stupid things along the way. Which brings me to a couple of sad things. I had a really good friend pass away about a week ago. And then I had another friend whose wife apparently took her own life due to postpartum depression. I mean, you just never know. Now, look, I don't want to get into saying, you gotta seize the day, blah 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 blah, because the reality of it when somebody passes away is that everybody gets sentimental and posts a lot of stuff on Facebook, and then a couple weeks later everybody goes back to having a shitty attitude, which is, it's just human nature, and having the ability to enjoy life, which I don't feel like I've done enough of. I feel like I've spent a lot of too much time worrying about stupid stuff and making bad decisions, and less time kind of living in the moment. Now, I've been having a lot of conversations with people about it, and conversations are great, but action is always better. I don't know, take that, whatever. I don't really like to talk to speak about serious stuff on this podcast, because I'm not really like a serious type of dude. Like, I take things seriously, but I try not, like, take fstoppers.com for example. It's probably the, I don't know, I want to say the most read photographic website on the internet these days. They have a lot, good writing staff, but I really think they take everything way too seriously. They posted this thing about Jasmine Starr, who is a really famous wedding photographer, and apparently she got busted. She's really well known for blogging too, so she blogs 4 times a week, which is a lot. And apparently she got in trouble for posting someone else's work and passing it off as her own. And man, I mean, how could you get to the point where you're doing that? Now, I understand it. I've gotten caught for cheating, for stealing, for little stuff that when you look back on it, it's really not that little. It really, really goes to sh it really highlights your insecurities, because that's really why. I've ever stolen, which I've gotten busted for recently, and now I have to make like a financial amends. It's, and all of those things, or anytime that you talk about somebody and you get busted for it, or you anytime you do something out of fear or insecurity, it's just that. It's just out of fear, insecurity. And sometimes you get busted and you gotta just admit it in front of everybody. And then sometimes people just take things way too seriously, I mean, what would have been so wrong about her missing a week or two, a week of not blogging, just to say, you know what? I don't have anything to say this week. I'll get you next week when I have something nice to say. But instead, she wanted to pass something off as her own. And because her big thing is branding. And her thing is, well, you know, we blog 4 times a week. That's our brand. If we don't blog this week, then we're not going to have... No, you're not going to no longer have a brand. You know, you may lose a couple of, you know, readers. She probably has millions of readers. She's the most famous wedding photographer in the world. She's definitely not the best, you know. I mean, some people are not that good of photographers, but they're great podcasters or they're great teachers or whatever. I mean, but really, at the end of the day, it's I wanna be the type of person that doesn't take myself too seriously, because then what's the point? You know, like, yeah, I want to learn how to make enough money to have a retirement and health insurance, and something goes wrong with my car, be able to pay for it, but not at the risk of stealing or, you know, taking something that isn't mine just so people will think some way about me, or, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's so much more admirable to look like a schmuck and have tried your best, which is usually the route that I take, but I, you know, there was a recent thing, I took something that wasn't mine, and I got busted. Pure and simple. I got busted, and now I got to pay it back, and on top of other things that I owe, because about anywhere from 10 years ago to 6 years ago, I did a lot of taking, and I knew one day I'd have to pay things back, and, you know, the day has come, and, you know, it's always the worst when you do something embarrassing and people that you love find out about it. That's the worst. You know, you could go on CNN and tell everyone you've done something. Like, this is what I would imagine for Jasmine Starr. I would imagine that as hard as it is for her to tell everyone that she loves, or everyone that reads her blog and that follows her and that prospectively wants to hire her or has hired her, I bet that sucked to have to tell people that you took, you know, and pass something off as your own. But it's got to be the worst to lay down in bed with your husband or your wife, or sit down with your parents and tell them. It's the worst, you know? Just like whenever, you know, someone in your family tells you that they did something, you want to, like, almost cry for them or hug them and, you know, just say, you know what, I did something like that too. It sucks, you know. But it's just worse when it's someone that you love and someone that knows you really well and knows that you're way better than that. And then in a moment of insecurity, you did something horrible, which really isn't horrible. You know, the feeling is what's even more horrible than what you actually did. And, you know, so I'll just leave it at that. You know, sometimes it's always best just to tell somebody, and that's really why I do the podcast. I mean, I'm, you know, not looking to make money. I'm just looking to put something out there in the world. And I listen to a lot of podcasts. Honestly, I've been watching the show Orphan Black because these two comedians that I listen to their podcast, they said to go ahead and check it out. It's really good. It's on Netflix. So I've been watching it, and I don't know what it is about television. I don't know what it is. I feel like they're running out of things. I really hope Breaking Bad wasn't the last good show. Orphan Black, this girl plays like 6 different characters or 5 or 6 different characters in the show, and she's really beautiful and she's good. But it, you know, I struggle to find things that really interest me anymore. As far as television and podcasting is really where, because I can throw a podcast on. It's an hour and a half. Usually the ones that I listen to are either about business or comedians, because the comedians, you gotta check a comedian's podcast out. The way that they struggle for so long to find out what they want to do, and then when they find what they want to do, it's another 10 years before they find their voice, and then it's usually another 10 years until they start to make enough money to where they can actually make a living. And they go up there and they work out material and they eat shit, and then they get a little better at it, and then they eat more shit, and that's their term, eating shit, or killing, or you know, destroying or annihilating, or basically just going up there and really working out the kinks of how to deliver a punchline, or excuse me, I gotta take this phone call. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. That was physical therapy calling me to confirm for tomorrow. But anyways, back to there's this group, specific group of comedians podcast that I listen to. It's the Death Squad. It's like Joe Rogan, Joey Diaz, Bert Kreischer, all those guys. And to listen to these guys really, really makes me think about, you know. So this guy, Mark Maron, he's probably, I would say he's the second famous comedian podcaster next to Adam Carolla, who has like millions of followers. And this guy, Mark Maron, was talking about, he was, you know, they call it doing crowd work, where you're doing your act and someone in the audience says something. So you start talking to them in the audience and say, hey, you know, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. Where'd you get that hat? Did it come with a free bowl of soup? Blah, blah, blah. And the one guy, I guess, liked his act and started emailing with him and said, hey, you know, I'm a professional, but I want to be a comedian. And Mark Maron, he's like, should I be a comedian? And Mark Maron was like, no, you probably shouldn't, you know? If you have a day job, how good is your act going to get if you have a day job and you don't depend on your act to make a living? And that's just his opinion. I'm sure there's some great part-time comedians out there, like there's great part-time photographers, but I thought it was funny how, or interesting that he said, you know, being a stand-up is directly, like, you'll get better because it depends on your livelihood, how good you get, or how hard you work. And that's what I'm going through with photography right now. Now, I have to make a choice at some point. Do I want to do it full time? Do I want to throw, because I need to throw my life into it. And I also have an opportunity to go to school, because going to school would kind of be like the hard/easy route. You know, like school is hard for me. I'm not the best student, but having a good job, you know, maybe in the medical field somewhere, you know, somewhere where I know I'll work a certain amount of hours. I know I'll get really good pay. I know I'll get a vacation. I know I'll get a 401k. I know I'll get a retirement. I know I'll get whatever. I know I'll get all that stuff that normal people do. And then I start to think, well, you know, that's like 30 years of doing something that I don't truly love. And I love photography. I love, and video. I've been shooting a lot more video and I love it. Like I can't even do anything until I get home and get it onto my hard drive so I can work with it and do post on it. I can't wait. Even if I'm hungry, I'll eat with my left hand and work with my right hand. That's loving something. But you know, a lot of time I'm thinking, well, you know, eventually I want to have a family. I want to, you know, I want to, own a house. Do I really want to do that stuff? I mean, those are the kind of things that people are supposed to do. there's a lot of things in society that are, that people are supposed to do. You know, all that stuff, having kids, like sometimes I love little kids. Like I get along with them. I talk to them and, but I don't really know that I want to have one around. Like, you know, I probably couldn't even take care of a dog right now if you asked me to. I know I couldn't, you know. I can barely just take care of myself. And, you know, I sometimes I wish I was the type of person that, you know, would have went to college when I was supposed to, got out, got a job, paid my bills on time. But I decided to be like, you know, being irresponsible is definitely a choice. It's not like, oh, well, he's just a space cadet. No, I've chosen to be irresponsible almost my whole life. And, you know, I do a lot of stupid things, but at some point I need to make a decision at the fork in the road. And that's something that I have definitely been struggling with. And I remember hearing a couple specifically photographers say, you know, successful people are the type of people who don't question, you know, a big decision. They just do it. And that's it. That's how they do things. And, you know, at some point I'm going to make this decision, what exactly it is that I want to do. And then I will have to deal with that decision. And I know that I want to do something that I love to do. You know, I took a bike ride yesterday, and it's like the perfect time right now in Florida. You know, it's right around 6 o'clock. It's probably 78, 75 degrees on the beach. It's perfect. There's this like beautiful, the sun does not set in the east. So sun sets in the west. So when you look at the ocean in Florida at 6 o'clock at night, there's usually some really beautiful clouds and it's really calm and the water's blue. And I was looking out at yesterday and I was thinking, I mean, there's so many things that I want to do. And, you know, settling down and all that stuff, that just doesn't seem like something that I want to do, at least right now. So what can I do in my life so that I can make these things happen? You know, like it just occurred to me that I've never seen the beach in South Africa. Like, that's a shame, you know, not specifically because I haven't been there, but just because I haven't, there are things that I want to do. And I truly believe that I can make those things happen. So that's what I'm going to do. And maybe I just made the decision right now. I have no idea, but I'm going to keep plugging away at it. And I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. It probably was a little bit of a bummer, but, not every podcast is going to be up and lively, because, you know, I think a podcast reflects your emotions, and my emotions have been a little, you know, a little down, I guess you'd say with peaks and valleys. I've been experiencing some valleys recently, and that's just how life goes. I guess just to give you a quick roundup of what's going on, I just booked a new weekly part-time gig, a CrossFit gig that I'm going to be doing. So I'm going to be shooting a lot more photos, videos, writing more blog posts, a lot of really cool stuff that, you know, honestly, I'd be doing if I wasn't getting paid. But I have to get paid, or else I'd have to go book other jobs and I wouldn't be able to do it. But that's how, those are the kind of jobs that I want to take, jobs that I would get, that I would do if I wasn't being paid. Unfortunately, for most jobs, I have to be paid. So I have that cool job coming up. I have really a cool kind of studio job that I've been talking to a woman about that's hopefully going to be starting in the next 2 weeks. And that's going to be a pretty big step up for me, because I really want to learn more about studio gear, digital capture, and that through this photo season in Miami. The photo season starts pretty much now till April, and I'm going to be a big part of it this winter. And once you get into the studio, you learn the gear, you learn the people, you learn the photographers, you learn the producers and the art directors, and that's how you get in. So a lot of cool stuff coming up. I'm going to keep keep these podcasts coming. Even at the risk of putting out one like this, where I talk about the valleys as opposed to the peaks. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. And you can check me out, www.sarazenphotography.com, or on Facebook, Carmine Sarazen on Facebook. If you guys have any questions, hit me up, and I'll talk to you guys soon.